But they're looking to get something in the way of shooting, so Ellington enters.
Oh, we got Isaiah Stewart and LeBron. Isaiah wants some of him. Isaiah's not going away. They called technical fouls because they dusted up in the lane. Oh, this is sad. Young man's going to get himself in big trouble with the league. Especially, you can't go after somebody like that, especially.
Well, it was on yesterday. LeBron James boxing out for a free throw rebound. Trevor Lane's been good enough to join me from North America to give us the latest. He's been suspended for a game, LeBron James. Isaiah Stewart's been suspended for two. And it's a rarity for LeBron to get suspended. Trevor joins us from North America. Welcome to you, Trevor. Thanks a lot for joining me on the program.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You're the senior writer for Lakers Nation in Los Angeles. How have the local press and the local fans reacted to it?
People have been very surprised. Like you mentioned, LeBron is not one to get suspended very often. But given the league's rules in terms of a flagrant two foul, which is what it was ruled, it's pretty clear that the suspension was probably coming. So we had a pretty good sense that it was most likely going to be a one-game suspension. There was some hope that maybe they would say it was inadvertent contact, it was something that was accidental. But we knew there'd be a pretty good chance that he was going to be missing at least one game. The only thing that we felt was maybe up in the air was exactly how many games Isaiah Stewart was going to be missing after this one.
Yeah, well, he really went wild, Isaiah Stewart. In fact, if he wasn't restrained, who knows what could have happened. It was also against the Pistons, so anything could happen. No one threw anything from the crowd, which was nice.
Yeah, when we were watching the game, you could hear the announcer, the arena announcer, imploring the fans to not come onto the floor, to not throw anything, just over and over again, reminding everybody not to do that. Because, of course, as soon as you see something like that happened in Detroit with the Pistons, you have to think back to the malice at the palace and all the unpleasantness that happened there. And so now with that situation with Isaiah Stewart, the way he was going after LeBron, it was reminiscent in some ways of that incident. So glad that this didn't end up worse than it already did.
So you're senior writer for Lakers Nation. So you're obviously pro the Lakers and you're a lover of LeBron. And you can tell me where you stand on the whole greatest of all time LeBron versus Jordan debate, if you like. But he's a divisive figure amongst fans of the NBA, isn't he, LeBron?
Yeah, certainly. And I've been talking about this a lot lately, or since last night, since the incident. Essentially, what you saw was a lot of people who were responding. It was largely based on what lens they view LeBron through that they were determining whether or not they felt like LeBron intentionally hit Isaiah Stewart. I saw a lot of people who are not Lakers fans who do not like LeBron James saying clearly it was intentional, clearly it was something he did on purpose, he's a dirty player, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you had a lot of Lakers fans, LeBron fans all saying, no, it was not intentional at all. He was trying, this is the same thing that head coach Frank Vogel said, he was trying to hit Isaiah Stewart's hand away to get his arm out of his ribcage. And that was what he was trying to do, and that it was completely accidental, and LeBron was not intending to hit him at all. So, like you said, it is a very polarized. He's a polarizing player, and this was a polarizing incident where fans think either it was a vile act by LeBron James, or it was something completely unintentional. I haven't seen a whole lot in between.
And there are fans that believe he gets favorable treatment, and we shouldn't be glossing over it. There's also some that think he got off lightly with one game and the ejection attached to it.
Yeah, certainly. There definitely are. And particularly, it wasn't a good look. Isaiah Stewart, he had to receive multiple stitches. I've seen some reports saying five, others saying eight. I've yet to be able to track down the exact number. But regardless, he had to get stitches in order to close the wound. Was bleeding fairly heavily, which is what happens with head injuries, but was bleeding. So that wasn't a good look. So yeah, I mean there are certainly some people out there that thought that LeBron should have been suspended for more games, but based on the way the NBA rule book is written and what they say in regards to a flagrant foul, something like this, it was a quick one act situation. LeBron checked on him after. We got reports that LeBron tried to call him after the game to apologize and explain that it wasn't intentional. He didn't go after him or anything like that. So it didn't really look like something that truly was going to become more than a one-game suspension based on the way the NBA rules are right now.
And can the Lakers win it? Trevor, while I've got you, last question. Who's the favorite over there? Milwaukee, Suns? Will the Nets get Kyrie back and all of a sudden be the favorite amongst most?
Well, right now, most are assuming that that Kyrie Irving is probably going to be out for the season. They're not anticipating the rules changing anytime soon. At least that's the way the Nets are moving forward. And then if he does wind up coming back, then great. But they're assuming that he's going to be out. As far as who's going to win it right now, the Golden State Warriors are playing the best basketball in the NBA. They have been absolutely tremendous. Stephen Curry has been an early pick for MVP. And they're on the verge of getting Klay Thompson back, which will be a big, big boost to them. And they're already playing at an incredibly high level. So right now they're looking like the team to beat, but we still have a long way to go, only about 20% of the way done with the NBA season.
And a debate we've had here, so I'll get you to weigh in on it. Has Steph Curry made the game better because he's outrageous brilliance from beyond the arc, or has he made it worse?
No, I think he's made it better. I mean, I know there have been a lot of copycats and people saying that the three-pointer has become overly used in today's game and things like that, maybe even encouraging kids to shoot the three that shouldn't be. But he's the greatest shooter of all time. I mean, he just passed Ray Allen in terms of three-pointers made and did it in way less time. When you've got that kind of brilliance and you can change the way the game is played the way he has, I think that's a good thing ultimately. Sometimes we go a little bit too far and there'll be a correction back away from that. I'm sure as time goes on, we're going to see a big dominant post player comes in that's going to change the way the game's played as well. But for right now, he's such an incredible talent that I can't look at him and say that he's hurt the sport at all.
And a quick word on Ben Simmons. Where will he end up playing when he eventually does play?
Ben Simmons, you know, right now we're still in a holding pattern. The big date to watch for is December 15th coming up here. That's the day that most of the players who signed contracts this past offseason will be eligible to be traded again. So that's going to be key to open up a lot of contracts around the NBA to suddenly become trade eligible. So for a team like the 76ers, who right now are still saying they want top dollar for him, right now there's not a lot of players that are actually available to even give them that. So as of December 15th, I think that will open up things a little bit, and we'll see if they can eventually get a deal done. I'm thinking he's probably going to wind up with a team that you wouldn't necessarily instantly suspect, like not a title contending team. It's going to be a team where they wouldn't normally be a free agent destination, because you're going to get a team that's going to say, well, we're not going to get a guy of this caliber in free agency, so let's pay a little bit extra and get him right now in the trade market, because it's not that often you get a player this talented hitting the trade market. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was like the Sacramento Kings, the Indiana Pacers, a team like that that winds up landing Ben Simmons, even maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves, where he can go play with Karl Anthony Towns.
Great to have you, Trevor. Great to have you on the program. I appreciate it. Senior writer for Lakers Nation in LA.